This is Ron Arnold reporting from WABR Radio News. As the world now knows, the President of the United States has been shot to death by an assassin in Dallas, Texas. John F. Kennedy died in a Dallas hospital, apparently as surgeons administered blood, trying to save his life. Also shot was Texas Governor John Connally. Blood was spattered over the White House car, and the president slumped over the back seat, mortally wounded. Mrs. Kennedy screamed as she reached out for her husband. Both Mrs. Kennedy and Mrs. Connally escaped the bullets that killed the president. Witnesses said there were three loud bursts of gunfire. Some Secret Service agents thought the shots came from an automatic weapon. Mrs. Kennedy cradled the president in her arms as his blood-spattered limousine raced to the hospital. Our new president is Lyndon Johnson, who is riding directly behind the president in another limousine. The vice president's wife says he is all right but badly shocked. Doctors are trying to keep him as quiet as possible. Throughout the Texas trip, when Kennedy and Johnson had been in the same motorcade, as an obvious security measure, they have ridden in separate cars. The Johnson car has always been some distance from the Kennedy car, sometimes by as much as 60 yards. The president was shot in the right temple. It was a simple matter of a bullet right through the head, said Dr. George Berkeley, White House medical officer. Kennedy was shot at 1:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He died at approximately 2 p.m. 1 hour ago. The shots appeared to have come from a grassy knoll near the street the motorcade was moving along. In the turmoil, it was impossible to tell whether the Secret Service agents and police returned the gunfire. Bill Stinson, an assistant to Governor Connally, said he talked to the governor in the hospital operating room a short time ago. He said the governor was shot just below the shoulder blade in the back. Stinson said he asked Connally how it had happened, and he said, "I don't know, I guess from the back." Although Dallas is regarded as a center of strong political opposition to Mr. Kennedy, the heavy street crowds were overwhelmingly friendly, but there were a few anti-Kennedy placards. As far as the assassin right now, police found a foreign-make rifle not too long ago. Sheriff's officers are questioning two young men picked up in the area. That's all we know thus far. President Kennedy's mother and father have been advised that their son was shot to death in Dallas. They are in Hyannisport. The president, who was only 46 years old, had spoken at Fort Worth this morning. He was to deliver a speech in Dallas this afternoon, but a killer has sealed his lips forever.